Imagine waking up to discover your once loyal customers have suddenly vanished. This isn't science fiction. It's the customer apocalypse that Alan Treffler warns is already underway. In today's hyper-connected world, traditional notions of customer loyalty have been turned upside down by what Treffler calls Generation D, consumers defined not by age, but by digital behavior patterns. These customers are hyper-connected, tech-savvy, and extraordinarily demanding. They don't just expect good service, they demand perfect experiences across every touchpoint. When pleased, they incorporate brands into their identity. When disappointed, they transform into brand assassins, leveraging social media to inflict maximum damage with unprecedented speed. Remember Microsoft's Xbox One launch disaster? When they announced restrictions on used games and mandatory online connectivity, the backlash wasn't just complaints, it was organized boycotts and viral campaigns that forced a complete reversal within days. This is the raw power of Generation D, and they're reshaping expectations across all consumer demographics. The old power dynamic has flipped. As former GM CEO Rick Wagoner admitted, "We used to own the customer. Now we hope and pray that they want to own us." Companies respond to rising customer expectations by collecting vast amounts of data, tracking website paths, abandoned carts, page time, social interactions, and in-store movements. Yet this approach often backfires with Generation D customers, who are increasingly protective of their information. The fundamental problem? Data represents only the past, memory without intelligence. Customer service agents drown in dashboards while customers wait. Sony exemplifies this danger. Despite extensive market research, they missed the shift from physical to digital music, allowing Apple to disrupt them with iPod and iTunes. While Sony remained fixated on protecting assets and analyzing CD sales, Apple combined data with customer desires to create an integrated ecosystem. Excessive data collection breeds customer resentment. Target's pregnancy prediction model demonstrates this. They identified a pregnant teenager through purchase patterns and sent baby-related coupons before her father knew, causing family conflict. Such invasive practices permanently damage trust. The solution isn't more data, but better context, understanding not just who customers are, but why they engage with you. What transforms raw data into actionable insight? Context. Businesses must understand all six W's: who customers are, why they engage, what to offer them, where they prefer service, when they need it, and how to deliver on expectations. Consider baseball star CC Sabathia's pitches. Batters don't prepare for his average throw. That would be as useless as knowing barnyard animals average three legs. Instead, they look for specific clues that add context to fastball and inform their judgment. Similarly, businesses need to move beyond averages to understand the nuance in each customer interaction. Farmers Insurance applied this approach, enabling agents to provide tailored small business insurance quotes in 15 minutes instead of 2 weeks. This doubled their market share and increased umbrella policy sales by 70%. They focused on getting the right data rather than simply accumulating more. The key is offering the right thing to the right person at the right time, balancing customer needs with business objectives. This next best action approach replaces product-first thinking with true customer centricity, requiring adaptable customer processes beyond just data. BB&T Corporation found that merely digitizing their account opening process created frustration when customers couldn't transition between channels. Their solution was a unified process connecting operations across all touchpoints. This halved application abandonment, cut operational costs by 75%, reduced account opening time from weeks to minutes, and raised customer satisfaction to 90%. Traditional process modeling fails by documenting internal steps rather than customer journeys. Start with, how does my customer want to engage with me? This prevents creating disconnected silos when adding new channels. American Express transformed by shifting from physical cards to trust-based relationships. They replaced customer service representatives with empowered customer care professionals across their 16,000 global staff. This relationship care philosophy, emphasizing emotional connections over transaction speed, helped them win 7 consecutive J.D. Power Awards for customer satisfaction. Creating a comprehensive customer view requires 3 perspectives, 360 degrees of data, intent, and customer process. Together, these form a 1080 panorama, revealing customers with unprecedented clarity, though the business IT divide remains a major implementation obstacle. A profound disconnect exists between business and IT departments in most organizations. Business users expect consumer-grade experiences, while IT struggles with limited budgets and aging systems. Marketing teams are particularly frustrated, with 32% viewing IT as an obstacle. Traditional development starts with comprehensive requirements documents attempting to predict years of future needs. These requirements undergo multiple transformations, from business requirements to design specifications to code, each translation distancing the product from its original purpose. When users finally test the application, often 12 to 18 months later, both concept and code have diverged from initial intentions. When business people can't secure needed changes, they create workarounds using Excel, databases, or procedural policies. These makeshift solutions waste resources and lack proper controls, as J.P. Morgan's $6.2 billion London whale trading losses in 2012 demonstrated. The solution is integration between business and IT. One leading U.S. benefits management company established innovation centers where IT employees worked directly with business units. This competitive model prioritized customer experience projects, delivering results within a quarter. The outcome was transformative. Business and IT evolved from a user-provider relationship into a unified team. The digital future demands fundamental transformation in how businesses engage with customers. OCBC's Frank Initiative exemplifies this through Apple-inspired retail spaces, jargon-free websites, competitive rates, and intuitive savings jars that mirror younger customers' habits, demonstrating how traditional institutions can reinvent themselves. 3 principles are essential for survival: democratize technology, think in layers, and use analytics to optimize continually. Democratization replaces technical jargon with business language and intuitive interfaces, enabling non-technical staff to implement changes directly. When business drives technology rather than the reverse, solutions better address customer needs. Traditional systems often result in rigid structures. The solution is identifying common elements versus distinctive features across multiple dimensions: customer segments, products, and context, while computers handle the underlying complexity. The pressure to transform is intensifying as Generation Digital reshapes expectations. Accenture's research reveals a $5.9 trillion switching economy, with 66% of consumers switching companies due to poor service. As Marc Andreessen noted, software is eating the world, requiring companies across all industries to become software companies to survive. This transformation demands that your software embody your brand promise, company DNA, ethics, and authentic customer commitment, elements that cannot be outsourced to third-party providers selling standardized solutions or superficial placebo apps. Traditional brand loyalty has evolved into transaction-by-transaction evaluation, with crucial moments increasingly occurring in virtual spaces. Customers now judge your entire organization by the digital experience before considering your actual product. The customer-pocalypse isn't a future threat, but a present reality. Companies that fail to transform customer engagement through technology face extinction, while survivors will build adaptive systems that evolve with customer expectations. Your software isn't just supporting your business anymore. It is your business.